Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hoping you're off to a blessed start to your commute and awesome day in the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
Well, you know what? Just to start right in, there's something that is rather gripping that is happening right now that I wasn't actually even aware of. It says here in an Epic Times Epic TV article, more or less, that studies discover new adverse reaction from the mRNA vaccines.
Oh.
And check this out. According to studies published around the world, leprosy has been showing up as an adverse reaction in some people who received the mRNA COVID vaccines. And so, oh, wow. Is that all? Those kind of glorious side effects? You suddenly get leprosy?
Right. And triple vax and double boosted Jill Biden has been diagnosed with COVID now.
Right.
And it makes you more susceptible to it.
Absolutely.
It breaks down your immunity altogether. So
right.
Now I guess Biden's going to be masking up again. Like, what's that going to do?
Yeah.
You know, it's...
No kidding.
It's a little late. But even if you thought the masks work, then why would you wait to protect your spouse until after they already have it?
Right.
Anyway, these people are... Well, here's the other thing, too. They are ramping up for this new lockdowns, the Great Reset, and everything else. World Economic Forum is calling for regulators and tech firms to use its definition of hate speech and misinformation and more. So they are really putting pressure on all these tech companies to start shutting down the truth about the mRNA vaccine, the non-FDA approved vaccine,
right.
By the way,
yep.
And all the lockdown measures and everything else. So anybody speaking out against it, or scientists and biologists that are trying to get the truth out about the harm of these things, is all going to be labeled misinformation and shut down once again. I mean,
wow.
rinse, repeat.
Well, and this is certainly what we would expect to see as we start approaching the cutoff line, the deadline, you know, for right before the Lord is ready to just take us out of here through the rapture. And
boy,
so it's going to keep ramping up to these kind of proportions where it's going to force people into a corner.
Be the remnant.
No kidding. That's what
it comes down to.
Yep.
Be the remnant.
That's right.
Don't be them. Stay you and stay strong.
Well, stay close to the Lord.
Absolutely.
And if you're not there, get there. Because I'll tell you what,
right.
There's this is not the era to be goofing around. I mean, you've got to take things seriously and you've got to prioritize your life right away. When things start looking this ugly worldwide, it's time to get serious.
Right.
And unfortunately, I mean, if you haven't already,
right?
You know, we've been sending off major warnings in this general direction for quite some time now, saying
yes.
Rapture could happen seriously anytime. And
that's right.
And so, the Lord is the one that you want to be with anyway. And if you call yourself a Christian, dig into the Word. Make sure that you repent. Repent for the nation. Pray
yes.
for the nation. And tell the Lord you want Him to bring you much closer to Him and that you're seeking Him.
You know, yesterday I sought out a scripture, specifically what I was looking for these times. This is not the word of the day, but Proverbs 28:1 says, "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion."
Right.
And this is what's happening. This is the fear that they're trying to push. The fear peddlers are trying to push on everybody. You have to degrade your life and your lifestyle because there's all this danger, right? The wicked flee when no one pursues.
Right.
They sell fear. You know, yep. Everybody run, run for your lives. Put your mask on.
That's right.
Stay home. Stop driving your car. Stop eating beef. We have to save the planet. We're all going to be extinct, you know, in 5 years if we don't.
Right.
And that's exactly, I thought of this. The wicked are fleeing and nobody's even pursuing. You know, it's the selling of fear. So be bold. The righteous are bold as a lion.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of that, let's get right to the word of the day.
The real word of the day.
That's right.
I mean, the official word of the day.
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from Mark chapter 9, verses 42 through 5, which read under the title, Jesus Warns of Offenses. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better that you enter into life maimed rather than having two hands to go to hell into the fire that shall never be quenched.
Yes.
Where their worm does not die and their fire is not quenched. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame rather than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having 2 eyes to be cast into hellfire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
Mm.
For everyone shall be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another. And that's it. I just say, hear, hear, to have salt.
Amen. Take that, Bill
Gates. Take that,
Gates.
Bill Gates.
Fake salt.
We're not going to have your leprosy salt, okay?
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
He could take it.
Yeah, you can keep that.
There you go. Pin him down, put a funnel in his mouth.
He can keep that on his bug farm.
That's right.
Well, and, you know, that's it's interesting that those were the words of Jesus out of Mark, right? That was not anybody else saying that.
Right.
And so the poetic meter that he's speaking in there, where he's repeating, their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched, mm-hmm. is a reiteration of saying, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, this is serious.
This is very serious. Because anytime he says anything twice, it's important. But three times is like super special emphasis because he's warning you that there's, you know, it's not to be fooled around with. Sin is very, very serious to the Lord.
Absolutely. And I've heard a lot of, you know, teachings on this. And of course, this is, we all sin. That doesn't give you, you know, free license to sin just because we're in the flesh. But Jesus wasn't really expecting somebody to pluck their eye out, you know.
Right.
But when you're in hell, you would gladly pluck your eye out to get out of there.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's that serious. In other words, take drastic measures to remain righteous.
Yep.
That's what he's saying.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's well, and we're getting so close to that.
Right. Well, and that's another thing too, where basically where he's saying that not only does he give the example of harming and sinning against a child.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yes.
That is extremely important because not only does it say that it would, anyone that causes one of these who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea.
That's right.
And so what Jesus is going to do to those people is way worse than drowning with a millstone hung around your neck.
You know, it's foreign. It's totally foreign to me, the thought of why would you harm a child? Why would you have to say this? But, you know, in that culture that they were coming out of, they were involved in all kinds of, you know, pagan worship where they sacrifice children and
same as we have it today.
But I was just going to say, today they are going after the children with a vengeance. And the people that are fighting back are being labeled as terrorists and extremists, and their voices cut off. You know, here's this article out of Valiant News. Mexican parents burning textbooks of spreading the virus of communism in this fiery protest. I mean, they're stacking up all these books. And it's all this gender ideology stuff that they're forcing into their curriculum.
They should be burned.
And absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. That's absolute filth. It's garbage. And it will bring you down to destruction. And the people that are pushing it, too.
Yes. Oh, definitely. That's why, you know, like what you read, now is the time for us to stand up and be bold.
Absolutely.
Don't you dare cower or scurry away or be intimidated by these evil, wicked people that think that they can do horrifying things to children and that you should be the one to run away from them. You need to plant your feet square and just square right up with them, because that's exactly what the Lord would call us to do under those circumstances. And, you know, it's also interesting that, you know, we try not to say hell because we're concerned about swearing, but this is Jesus saying this, and he repeats hell more than 3-4 times in this one particular passage.
Well, it's a real place
between 42 and 50, right? And so if he is saying this will cause you to go to hell, that's not swearing, because that would be the definition right there is when our King says it, it's okay.
Well, it's obviously
that
not.
That is how we know.
Yes, the context of it is obviously not used as a curse word.
Well, we're concerned sometimes, like if we're playing a Trump clip and he says, they're taking this country straight to hell, and we've bleeped it out before because we kind of are on the fence as to whether that's okay. But, you know, I'd have to say that this is the definitive line right here. If Jesus says it, then it's not swearing.
Well, it's actually very true in that context. I mean, it's really is taking your country to hell.
Absolutely.
The people in it that are going, it's the ship going down, it's our country going down, and that's the end result. It's the death of it.
Absolutely. Well, and of course that earmark that indicates that is the sign that your whole nation is tanking is the child trafficking. That is without a doubt the indicator that your country's going down. You're going down so fast, it's not even funny. As soon as you hit that stage, you're toast. And that's why we have the bill. We have the checkmate bill that I wrote, and it's a checkmate bill because it seeks to put an absolute stop to the child trafficking and to also the electronic voting machines that are allowing the communists to steal our elections. We have to ban the electronic voting machines in order to save the nation and to stop the child trafficking. So just to bring that up again, because I guarantee the Lord would be behind that bill big time.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yep.
And so you can find that on our website at radiofreeredoubt.com. Get a copy of it. Just make a copy of it. Personalize it with your own information. Send it off to whatever congressman or U.S. senator that you can to get this thing pushed. I'm still pushing hard with this. I'm still sending out copies all the time and trying to post this everywhere on social media so that people will go to this site and make their own copies of the bill and send it to their own congressman.
Right.
Because it has to happen. And this verse, I mean, these verses clearly denote that we better be doing something about it.
We have to be bold. We cannot be timid. I mean, the Soviet gulags and the concentration camps in Poland and Germany were full of millions of people who complied, just went along and just do what they say, and they're dead.
Yep, that's right.
They were dead before their time, and it allowed evil to prevail. We cannot let evil prevail. We can't let tyranny prevail. I mean,
no,
it just
not
ends.
On our watch.
It
not
ends
on
here.
Our watch as we are Christians. We are the representatives of God. We're His hands, His feet, His voice. We absolutely cannot let that happen on our watch and stand by and right. do nothing. So again, just take some time this week, send one or two copies, pick your people. Doesn't even have to be a congressman. Maybe somebody has a congressman's ear. Send it to them.
Yep.
And that's so, right. you know, there is one thing that showed up on our channel here before I get to the one last point I wanted to hit.
The Telegram channel.
Yes, our Telegram channel, which is just The Morning Commute. On Telegram, that's it. It's just The Morning Commute. You can look us up and join the channel. We've got some fantastic people on there, and somebody posted one of our listeners posted it there yesterday. It says, "You cannot comply your way out of tyranny. You cannot submit your way out of slavery. Freedom lost is not easily regained. Ask any victims of communism."
And there we go.
Isn't that the truth?
Yep.
My goodness.
Yeah, it reminds me of the adage, you can vote your way into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out of it.
That's true.
It's, you know, and
that's a great
just
statement.
Just don't even go there.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So, well, I'll tell you what. That's
one last thing, though, with this word of the day was where it describes that everyone will be seasoned with fire and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. And I just found that interesting because we were talking about this yesterday about the refining process.
Yes.
And last week we were describing through different verses in the Bible how fire, every single human being on earth is going to face fire.
Right.
Only fire is going to affect each of us differently. There's two ways it can affect you. It can purify you and refine you on your way, on your journey to being with the Lord in heaven.
Right.
Or it can roast you and burn you up like stubble if you are against the Lord.
Yes.
And so whichever way that fire is going to affect you, we're all going to go through that fire. And so the better choice, obviously, is to let it be a refining fire
yes.
and not a permanent blaze set
upon
you.
We have the choice
you.
Now. There will come a time we will not be able to choose.
That's right.
So choose wisely now.
That's for sure.
All right. Well, that one, once again, was Mark.
Mark chapter 9, verses 42 through 50.
Right. Got it. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, God.
Indeed. Okay. Segment 1 brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. That's prepping2-0.com. This is The Morning Commute, and we'll be back right after this short break.
And they made a mistake. They tried to get Trump on their side, so they invited Donald Trump to Davos, I think a couple of times. But in January, when Donald Trump, I think, really began to see the beast that he was up against, he went to Davos, to the World Economic Forum, and he stuck a MAGA finger in their eye.
We're committed to conserving the majesty of God's creation and the natural beauty of our world. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country.
2 days after Donald Trump gave that speech, the 89-year-old leftist weirdo billionaire George Soros made an emergency intervention where, at Davos, once again, warning that the U.S. 2020 election will determine the, quote, fate of the whole world. For the Vatican, for Pope Francis, and for his friends at the UN, Donald Trump is the problem, obviously, friends.
Clearly, I consider the Trump administration a danger to the world, but I regard it as a purely temporary phenomenon that will disappear in 2020.
Welcome back, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. This is segment 2 of The Morning Commute, JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment 2 brought to you by Katie Armour. Come and take it. CATI. KatieArmour.com, Christian patriot-owned business.
Lady Liberty, segment two here on this Thrash-a-Commie Thursday.
That's right. Well, and everyone, welcome back, by the way. We have a couple different clips to get to here, but before we do that, I wanted to let you know that Georgia's Secretary of State Raffensperger says he can't keep Trump off the ballot in 2024. And so, you know, we have to say hooray to that.
That surprises me, actually, because he's part of the problem.
Exactly. But you know what? I realize that's just street theater that they're even making a statement like that, because they're acting like they have, as if they have no plans of manipulating the next election through the changing of the vote tabulations on the electronic voting machines. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah, because we're not going to keep them off the ballot because, well, we can count the votes. So
exactly.
We got this in the bag.
Yeah, so
we're going to take the moral high ground and not remove them from the ballot.
Yeah, so that's all pretending. That is just flat out nonsense, and they know it. And so they're acting like they don't do that every single election.
Right.
You know, they have. They've been doing that every single election.
Well, Georgia hasn't.
Since 2000.
They haven't fixed the problem from 2020. We have not fixed 2020.
That's right. That's right.
So.
And so, yeah, if any of us ever wants our votes to count ever again, we've got to ban the electronic voting machines. And so I just thought that was funny that they'd even point that out, that you know, and he even went on to say, anyone who believes in democracy must let the voters decide, Raffensperger writes in the Wall Street Journal op-ed.
Well, he didn't let the voters decide the first time around.
They never let them decide. Sheesh. They always pick the winner. It's a push of a button.
Yep. And there's evidence to support it.
So
we're
much.
Not making this stuff up.
So much in every state, they couldn't even hold it all.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, yeah, what a joke that is. We have this clip here next, though, that this is an update from Representative James Comer, who he's the oversight chair that you're all aware of. And
right.
And listen to what he's up to in their latest venture in the oversight committee. This is great news. I always love to hear subpoenas are coming down the pike.
Breaking news to tell you about here. FoxNews.com has just discovered that the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, has subpoenaed the DHS secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, and several other DHS and Secret Service officials wanting testimony related to the Secret Service's alleged tip-off of the Biden transition team regarding a planned Hunter Biden tax probe. Interview back in 2020, also accusing the agencies of obstruction of the congressional investigation. Six subpoenas in total were sent out, one directed to Mayorkas for documents and five for depositions, two to Secret Service officials and three to DHS officials. Comer told Fox News Digital, quote, the Department of Justice initiated the Biden family cover-up, and now DHS under the leadership of Secretary Mayorkas is complicit in it. He went on to say investigators were never able to interview Hunter Biden during the criminal investigation because Secret Service headquarters and the Biden transition team were tipped off about the planned interview. We'll keep following this. We'll have the latest for you.
Those people need to be held to account.
Absolutely.
No question about it. I mean, there's crime. There are crimes all over this surrounding this whole family. Well, commonly referred to as the crime family.
Right.
Now, some prosecutor announced that he's going to be bringing charges against Hunter Biden finally, but there's question about whose side this prosecutor's on.
Right.
You know, where they prosecute you, they do some sham, and a listener keyed in on this and mentioned it on the Telegram channel yesterday, thank goodness, and I absolutely agree. This is a perfect way to set up a sham trial.
Right.
Or it gets mistrial, or he gets, you know, found not guilty, or he pleads a deal.
Right.
And then can't be tried twice for the same crime, double jeopardy, and he walks.
That, you know, wow. You know, and
nothing beyond these people.
Nothing's beyond the evil wickedness of these people.
That's right.
And, well, we've also got another clip here that comes from General Douglas MacGregor and his interview with Tucker Carlson, where first of all, he was describing 60,000 children from Ukraine have disappeared and vanished since the war has begun. It's probably much higher than that figure.
Oh, yeah.
And women have been kidnapped and thrown into prostitution. This war is a catastrophe. And he says the people are bathing in the blood of Kiev and Washington, and he says, "Make peace, you fools." But the rest of this clip is what we want to share with you. And go ahead, listen now.
Well, here's another one. The president announced yesterday on one of these tweets, somebody tweets for him, obviously, that the people that have lost everything in Hawaii, thousands of them, lost everything, are going to receive a one-time payment of $700. Now, I haven't been to Hawaii in a long time. I'm not even sure I've ever been there. But I know that $700 isn't going to take care of a family for very long.
No.
But in the meantime, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars continue to flow into this black hole called Ukraine, which I think is an exercise in fraud, deceit, and criminality, to be blunt. So when's it going to stop? When are we going to take care of Hawaii? Let's go back to Ohio, where we had the derailment and the chemical spill. 4,000 human beings living in this area. The water is still not fit to drink, as I understand it. We wouldn't even invest the money to move those people to a safer area, even if it meant temporary housing or permanent housing, until this thing was cleaned up. What have we done? This is the problem. It is America last on every level. The last people who are consulted, the last people who are benefiting from anything that goes on in Washington are Americans. This cannot go on. It's got to end. And I think it will end. But unfortunately, it's like everything else. We're going to have to be pushed over the cliff into the abyss. I think that's where we're headed.
Well, there's a general that has a grip on reality and what we're up against. And I think he's right. I think that it would, if for us to come out of this, we're going to have to, the people have to get very uncomfortable before they will move to action.
Oh, absolutely.
They're too comfortable.
Yep. Yep.
And they're hoping, and the normalcy bias, of course, sets in. And they're always hoping that this is just some temporary thing. Things are going to get better.
Yeah, it'll be smoothed over.
Right, right. And we are definitely in unprecedented times. For sure.
Well, without a doubt. And I think that him being a retired general, I think I would have actually liked to have seen him be way more aggressive, take a much more aggressive stance, because that's the military for you, where their answer is a fight.
Right.
And that's appropriate for right now. I would have liked to have seen him bring it a little bit harder, tell you the truth.
There's things that need to be said and things that you want to say, and sometimes you have to talk in wiffle bat terms.
Yes, right.
All right, well, we're out of time.
We understand that.
Yes. All right, you guys, you have a blessed day out there, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash Economy Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.